Along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Kevin Willis for WKU Public Radio. This week in Kentucky politics, Attorney General Daniel Cameron threatened to sue Governor Andy Beshear for not allowing in-person church services during the coronavirus pandemic. And Kentucky senior U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell has new conditions for helping states out with their budget issues. Jonice Franklin of member station WFPL talked to Capitol reporter Rylan Barton for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
So, Rylan, coronavirus got a little more political this week. Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron said he'll sue Governor Beshear if he doesn't allow churches to meet during the pandemic. Beshear has banned everyone from gathering, not just churches. What's the argument here?
Well, Cameron says that churches are uniquely protected under the U.S. and Kentucky constitutions. So really, he's arguing that even during the state of emergency, the governor isn't allowed to do anything that would limit church attendance. But he's walking a pretty fine line here. He said he's not saying churches should resume in-person services, but just that the decision to do so shouldn't be left up to the governor.
Kentucky's religious leaders will listen to healthcare experts on when is the appropriate time and manner to resume in-person services. And when they do so, I know that they will be responsible.
This is the first of some baby steps Cameron took this week to signal some opposition to Beshear's coronavirus response. He joined a lawsuit challenging Beshear's ban on travel to other states, and he also filed a brief supporting a Bullitt County church's lawsuit against Beshear's ban on mass gatherings, or at least the fact that the ban applies to churches. All of this came right after a couple dozen conservative activists came to Frankfurt last weekend to protest Beshear's restrictions, but also they criticized Cameron for not challenging Beshear enough.
Remarks and comments in those emails and phone calls that we've received in this office have not gone on deaf ears. It's just a matter of us trying to be patient in this situation.
Beshear announced this week that churches and a lot of businesses can start reopening later this month. That seems to be earlier than he initially said was going to happen. Did he just change his mind on this?
Yeah, it looks like it. Initially, Beshear said that before Kentucky opened back up, the state would have to see a 14-day decline in cases, which it hasn't seen yet. And then there were also these benchmarks he said the state had to meet, like a lot more testing and contact tracing capabilities. Beshear hasn't come out and said that this is a change in policy, but it is certainly different from what he said before.
What I believe is that by doing a very gradual and phased reopening, with strict guidelines, that we can do it safely at a time that we know where the contagion isn't increasing, that we're not on the increase, and I believe that we will see that we are on the decrease in May. Again, the numbers have to bear that out.
He believes that we'll see that decrease, but we haven't seen it yet.
Do you think he's just feeling some of that pressure, too, to reopen things faster?
I think that's definitely part of it. And the other part of it is that we have seen this plateau of cases for so long. We also got some numbers this week showing just how much Kentucky's tax revenues have been dinged by the pandemic. By June 30th, that's when the fiscal year ends, Kentucky could have up to a $500 million drop in tax revenue, which is a huge amount when the state only brings in about $11 billion per year. In the 6 months after that, revenue could be down by up to 17%.
Beshear and governors across the country have been calling on Congress to pass another coronavirus relief bill to send money that would shore up state budgets.
Yeah, and Kentucky's very own Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is, of course, at the center of that debate and has been pretty insistent about not allowing the new bill to just give states money. At first, he wanted to tack on a provision allowing states to go bankrupt. Now he's been hinting at providing legal immunity for businesses during the pandemic. So, say, a restaurant couldn't be sued if someone gets sick there. Discussions on that will heat up next week when the Senate returns and the House will still be working remotely.
All right, we're going to leave it there. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Rylan Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.